In the book of Luke, chapter 19, this is after the great triumphal entry that we're celebrating today, Palm Sunday, the great triumphal entry of Jesus. He comes into Jerusalem. He's sitting outside the city, watching as a lamb of sacrifice is led down the road and into Jerusalem. Jesus watches this whole thing take place. And he's sitting there and he tells the young men to go into the city, and there will be a colt tied there. Tells them where it is and what to say when the owners ask what they're doing. And Jesus watched all this, and there's a prophetic word that needs to be fulfilled. And he's about to fulfill that prophetic word. And as we look at all this taking place, I wonder today if we understand what God is preparing in our lives today, because there were some people that were ordained to do nothing more than raise a colt for the purpose of the Savior being able to ride on it. And God knew exactly where that colt was going to be. He knew that the owners would let him have it, because God prepared that. He ordained people to do nothing but prepare a colt for Jesus. And some of us have been preparing colts. Some of us have been getting things ready. God has people doing different things across this land, and we are in a time right now where we've never been here before as a country. In a lot of ways, we've never been here before as a country. We are entering into the final stages of the church age. But there's one thing I want to tell you, that God is not telling us to run for the hills and hide, but he's saying, I am pouring out a finisher's anointing upon the body of Christ, and you will finish this. We've got a certain amount of time to accomplish the things that God has told us to accomplish, and he's going to begin to do a fast work. And there's a linking that is taking place, and we are beginning to experience it right now. We feel as though we're blind people feeling our way through this thing, but Holy Spirit's not blind. He's leading our steps. He's governing our pace. And we are moving forward. The globalists have now predicted that in America, by the year 2030, there will no longer be any private land ownership. But all the land of America will be owned by the state, and we will then be renting our place where we live from the government. And they will be making us happy. That's their prediction. That's only 8 years away. China's behind this. Putin has got to be removed, because Putin believes in the sovereignty of a nation. Even though it's a communist nation, he believes in the sovereignty of Russia. That's why anytime liberals in the media turn against somebody, understand that it's because somehow they are standing in the way of their agenda. Amen. And I can't go into all that this morning, but listen to me. They are not the ones that hold the clock. God holds the clock. For years, I heard messages preached on the end times, and it was almost like that God was somehow going to lose control, and the Antichrist and the beast system was going to take over, and we would be nothing but lambs sent to the slaughter, and it would be hopeless, and everything was hopeless. But I began to look a little deeper into the revelations that were being taught. And all of a sudden, I begin to realize that God is the one that told them what they can and cannot do. God is the one that told them how long they could do it. God is the one that told them what is going to happen, and they are at his disposal, not God at their disposal. And we are in the family of God. God is our Father. We are not left out here to try to forage our way until the rescue mission comes. Thank God, when that happens, I'm going to leave here. And I'm going to be looking back at all those that rebelled and said that God didn't exist. And as I'm flying out of this place, I'm going to be singing a song, "How Do I Look Leaving This World Where I Never Belonged Anyway?" But until then, I have a commission from God. I have an ordination from God. I have an authority from God. And I will stand in that place until the day that I'm taken out and God allows that to happen. If you don't think your job has been very great in the kingdom of God, it could be that God had you raising something that was going to make prophecy come to pass. I got to listen to some prophets from other states that came and began to prophesy and declare exactly what we've been saying for a long time. They confirmed it. We are the ones that stand in responsibility of this nation. When I say we, I'm talking about the church. There's only one. We have been given responsibility. But Jesus, after he entered into the city, and they were celebrating, they were singing, there was declarations being made by the unction of the Holy Spirit. And the Pharisees got upset and said, "Tell the people to be quiet. Don't you hear what they're saying?" And Jesus said, "If I tell them to be quiet, the very rocks themselves will cry out." I don't know about you, but at Healing River Worship Center, these rocks are not going to take my place. Hallelujah. Rocks, you're going to have to stay quiet. Because I got my own praise. The Pharisees were upset. Said, "Tell them to be quiet." Jesus said, "I can't. Praise is going to happen one way or another today because it's ordained." Yeah. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Say it with me. It's going to happen. We might not know how, but it's going to happen. If God said it's going to happen, it's going to happen. The difference is, I don't want it to happen without me. I don't want to be a spectator in this thing. I want to be a participant. There was a lot of people standing back watching the disciples sing and wave the palm branches on that day. But I want to be one of the ones right in the middle, throwing my coat over the donkey and waving my palm branch and singing, "Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." But in all the celebration, all of the inspiration, Jesus gets close to the city. Verse 41, he says, "Now as he drew near, he saw the city and wept over it. All of this excitement, all of the praise, all of the fulfillment, and instead of celebrating, there Jesus, looking out over the city of Jerusalem, begins to weep. And the word that is used here is not the word for quiet sobbing. It means that he wailed. In the midst of all this celebration, Jesus starts crying out and wailing uncontrollably. It was not a pious little thing. It was the ugly cry thing. It was the passion and emotion that flowed out of him that literally burst. He began to weep over the city, saying, if you had known, even you, especially in this your day, the things that make for your peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. For days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment around you, surround you and close you in on every side, and level you and your children within you to the ground. And they will not leave one in you, one stone upon another, because you did not know the time of your visitation. We know that this happened just a few years later. The Jerusalem was leveled. But in the midst of this celebration, Jesus began to weep, uncontrollably wailing. I'm sure it made his disciples very uncomfortable. They probably wondered, what is going on? We are having a celebration here, and you're weeping. You're wailing. But the reason is because Jesus was saying, this was supposed to be your day, and you missed it. And at the end of this, he said, the reason is because you did not discern the time of your visitation. I'm sure the disciples was wanting Jesus to just calm down. Don't make a scene. Things are going really good here. We're finally getting some popularity. People are liking us here. Just calm down and don't make a scene. Soon as Jesus gets through weeping, he takes off for the temple. And to the dismay of his disciples, he tears the celebration all to pieces because he goes into the temple with a whip and starts overturning tables and driving the money changers out, crying out, my house will be a house of prayer. He didn't ask anybody's permission. He didn't ask if he could come into the temple. He didn't take a vote of his disciples. Why? Because there was a time when action is required. And Jesus did not go into Jerusalem to have a popularity contest. He did not go into Jerusalem to try to win over the people. He went into Jerusalem to root out what was killing the kingdom and to establish what needed to be established. He said, you've turned it into a den of thieves. You are supposed to be in prayer in this place. They want to know who gave him authority. Hey, listen, there's a time when God begins to move upon people. Listen to me. We are at this time in America. When God begins to move upon people to begin to speak and to begin to act, you're wasting your time asking them who gave them permission. Because they are being given unction from something that is far greater than this world, and they can't help but speak and do what God has told them to do. And the authority of heaven will back them up. We have come to a time where leaders will shake when they hear that certain people of God have showed up in their city, in their town, in their state, in their country. God gave me a prophetic word several years ago, and he said, I am raising up people with my word in their mouth, and leaders will shake when they hear that they have landed in their nation. We are entering into that day. Let the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things, but I will have them in derision. God is about to raise up something that the world calls weak. And he's about to demonstrate a strength that the world has never seen. He said, you miss the day of your visitation. That's why Jesus was wailing. See, Jesus knew that there was about to be a resurrection. But the people that was supposed to host this thing wasn't going to get to be a part of it because they rebelled. Jesus knew that there was a kingdom about to be established. But those that God had raised up to host the kingdom of God was about to miss it. Jesus knew that the Gentiles were about to have an experience they never dreamed that they could have. He saw me. He saw me. And he knew that we were about to experience what everybody said that we couldn't have. We were shut out. We were pushed out. We were without God. We were far away from God, but all of a sudden Jesus come in and begin to tear down the middle walls of partition and bring, open up the walls and make a way for us to come in into the presence of God. And God was about to take those that were outcasts and make them the ones that proceeded into the kingdom of God and cause his glory. Jesus was weeping because the nation that God built out of nothing and ordained to host this glorious day missed it because they did not discern the day, the time of their visitation. Jesus was so broken, he was saying, this was your day. And you can't see it. You should be celebrating with me because I'm about to redeem the world, but you're gonna miss it. As I was reading, praying, seeking God about this, Holy Spirit began to direct me to this passage. And he began to remind me that we are in the day of our visitation. We are in the time of our visitation. and we can't afford to get distracted by anything that's going to cause us to miss our day of visitation. I don't want to run after anything else. I don't want to get caught up in what the world is doing. I don't care what the devil is doing. I don't care what the Antichrist is doing, because I've got my eyes fixed squarely on the Christ, the Lord, the King, the God who reigns over everything. And I want to know what he's going to do today. I want to be right there. There is a power and an authority that has been released in the kingdom of God that we haven't seen before. We have not seen it on the scale that it is happening now. Our praise and worship is going to go into a realm that we have not ever experienced before. It's going to be to the point that heaven will literally take over territory as the people of God praise. The tent of glory is going to begin to settle down over those who are worshiping in spirit and in truth. God is raising up people. I don't know who they are yet. I spoke on this yesterday at a regional pastor's meeting. But God is raising up people. Sister Pam gave me a word from 2004. Here it is, 2022, and she just now gives me a word from 2004, and I begin to read it. Why? Because it is relevant now, and God is raising up leaders across this region that are going to have the right heart, the right mind, and are going to stand in authority and begin to give the body of Christ the marching orders that we need, because God, in the Old Testament, you know the story where he said, when you hear the sound of the marching, when you hear the sound of the marching, that's when it's time to get up and go. I got to tell you something, the glory of God was thick in this place today. But I got to tell you something, it's just the sound of the marching. Now we got to decide if we're going to get up and go with it. Are we going to get up and move with the sound of the marching? Amen. It's time. It's time. It's time. It's time. It's time. God is saying it's time. We are not the poor little scared puppies that are trying to hide. Prophet the other day, I think it's Friday, gave an illustration, and it's a silly little story, but it made sense. He said this mother dog and this elephant were together. And the mother dog became pregnant and had pups. The elephant was pregnant, but nothing happened. Again, the mother dog had more pups. The elephant was pregnant, but nothing happened. A third time, the dog gave birth to pups and finally told the elephant, I have given birth to three sets of pups. You have been expecting the same time and nothing has happened. And the elephant said, but you got to understand, you gave birth to puppies. what I'm about to give birth to will shake the earth. Sometimes it takes time to bring about something that is going to shake the earth. And we have been in a time of preparation. We have been in a time of boot camp. Oh, man, I have went through boot camp 15 times, I know. We're hard-headed, Dave. He's put us in the cave and talked to us. But now he's bringing us out of the cave. And he's saying, this is the time. This is the day. Go forth and anoint. There's about to be some things changed. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what the future holds. All I know is the creator of all creation is my Father. And I'm just going to live in his house and do what he tells me to do. If he tells me to go plow, I'm going to go plow. If he tells me to plant, I'm going to plant. If he tells me to water, I'm going to water. If he looks at me and says, sit down and watch this, I'm going to sit down and watch this. Hallelujah. We are now in a day of visitation. Holy Spirit's been here for over 2,000 years. The kingdom of God came. When we pray that prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, we're not praying for the kingdom to come down from heaven. The kingdom came on the day of Pentecost. It was established in the people on the day of Pentecost. What we are saying is come to us. Come to our region. Come to our church. Come to our lives. Come to our families. Holy Spirit, kingdom of God, come. Because it's available. Casey said it this morning. Everything's already been prepared. It's already there. Put that picture up I gave you. What is restraining you? What is holding you back? See, that horse has enough power to overcome that plastic chair. But the horse has been trained that wherever those reins are attached is its authority. So when you become trained that wherever the reins are attached is your authority, you don't even try to move. The church is just like that horse. We're standing here. We have the word of Almighty God. And it's nigh thee, even in thy mouth. We have the authority because Jesus said, all authority has been given unto me in heaven and in earth. All authority. And we got adopted into all authority. We have the Holy Spirit who has been sent to empower, to guide, to direct. We're not in this thing by ourselves. We are the temples of the Holy Spirit, which we have of God. We're not our own. We have the power of God living on the inside of us. And then he said, I have sent you angels. And are they not ministering spirits sent forth to minister to those who are heirs of salvation? All of this has been prepared. And I am just saying today that it's time for the church to stop letting that plastic chair hold us down. And it's time to break free of the bondages and of things that are trying to keep us captive. Because it's already been given. It's already been given. This new language God's given me tries to take over. I'm just going, you know what I'm talking about? Because there's pronouncements that don't only need to be heard on this earth, but there's pronouncements that need to be heard. Whoa! There's pronouncements that need to be heard in heaven. And God is raising up people in this area, in this region, that are not only going to preach to the people and give marching orders to the people, but God is raising up people that are going to begin to speak to the heavenlies and command and order the heavenlies and tell them what is going to happen and what's not going to happen. There is an authority God has given There's an authority that God has given the body. There is an authority that has been released in the body of Christ that is going to change who we are. It's going to change how we act. And it's going to change where we go. I think I'll go on vacation more often. Come on, somebody, stand with me. Hallelujah. We have entered in. The Holy Spirit's been here for over 2,000 years. There's been a move of God taking place for over 2,000 years. But I'm telling you, if I've ever known anything, I know that we are in a time of visitation right now. And we don't want to miss our day. We don't want to miss our time of visitation. There is an outpouring of the Spirit that is happening in a way that we've never experienced before. Don't expect it to be like revivals of yesterday. There is a move of God that has taken place that is going to be different than anything we've ever tasted before. We're going to be looking and saying, I've never seen it done like this before. Come on, somebody. I've never seen it done like this before. But it's because we've never been here before. Hallelujah. But we are here now. Just like that young man, I don't know who he is, but I heard heaven in his voice. I heard authority in that young man's voice. I don't know who he is, but God is raising up people that when they speak, it's unmistakable. When they speak, you don't just hear a human voice. You hear heaven speaking through that voice. And God's asking us today, do we really want it? Because you got to understand, this isn't just a nice little feel-good thing. This changes who you are. This changes what you do. Changes your life. I was talking the other day about the things that I've been asking God for. I read a list to you here a while back. We've been praying over that. I'm going to have it put out here in the hallway where we can see it. At Healing River Worship Center. It's going to be a place of the divine acts of a loving Heavenly Father. It's going to be a a place of continual prayer and intercession. It's going to be a place of continual spirit-led worship. It's going to be a place of inspired and revelatory teaching. It's going to be a place of powerful prophetic preaching. It's going to be a place where the sick and diseased are healed. It's going to be a place where the bound and the tormented are set free. And it's going to be a place where Jesus is present with us, not just referred to in metaphorical illustrations. I was declaring that. And this guy I was talking to started crying. Tears started running down his face. And he said, just remember, you asked for this. Those words have rung in my spirit ever since. Every time I pray, every time I pray, I hear those words. Just remember, you asked for this. And all I can do when I hear those words is say, yes, I did. Yes, I did. Holy Spirit. Pastor Rob says all the time lately, my yes is on the table. My yes is on the table. How many can say that with me today? My yes is on the table. I preach these messages, pray these prayers. Then afterwards, all I can do is say, oh, God, help me. Help me to be able to come into this. Help me, God. I don't have the strength or ability to do what you're saying. But you do. We need your strength. Hit them. Hallelujah. I realize I haven't went according to protocol today. I've been speaking in different languages. I got to tell you something. Holy Spirit's about to interrupt our protocol. We're coming into a place in God where we're not going to be our own anymore. I preach this with fervency today, but in my heart, all I've been wanting to do is fall before God and say, God, only you can do this. Only you can do this. But I want to know, will you join with me right now in prayer? Begin to ask God to do what he's declared today to do. He's about to lead us to the pillars that hold up the strength of the enemy's fortress, as was prophesied this morning. He's about to show us, give us steps, and show us how to begin to press.